Frequency is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and this is the last Thursday before Thanksgiving. And we're glad to have you along for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. A lot of movies to talk about, and who better to talk to them about with than Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts. Nick, thank you so much for coming by.
Great to be here, as always.
Well, I don't think we can start anywhere else, but talking about Wicked.
Yeah. Yeah. Wicked for Good opens tonight for advanced screenings at the State. And it is selling very, very well. I recommend wherever you plan on seeing Wicked, get your tickets in advance because they are flying right
and
now.
And to explain how this works, a while back, Wicked came out as the movie musical, but it was only the first part.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So now Wicked for Good is part two.
Yeah, it's covering the second act of the Broadway musical. So yeah, the first one left you on a cliffhanger, and now we're going to see how it turns out for him.
Well, that's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out. And there's all sorts of special opportunities associated with this release.
So today we are planning a double feature. It'll screen today at 4 o'clock, but you can see it in multiplexes as well. And we are also presenting a Wicked Drag, two opportunities for Wicked Drag brunches that we are presenting with Uplift in Ann Arbor on Sunday, this Sunday, November 23rd, which is sold out. But on Sunday, November 30th, you can catch one as well. So when you buy a ticket...
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that as putting that together.
Yeah. So when you buy a ticket to one of our drag brunches, you'll get a two-hour themed drag brunch show and welcome mimosa at Uplift. You'll be served a buffet brunch with the typical brunch items with vegan and gluten-free options available. And, of course, a reserved admission for Wicked for Good at the State Theater, as well as a welcome popcorn at the film.
So a lot of opportunity there, and it seems like there's going to be good times for quite some time.
That's right,
surrounding Wicked for Good.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be the film of the season for sure.
And without question so far for this year, it's the best-selling film you
have? Yeah.
It hasn't even opened yet?
It hasn't even opened yet, but it's probably our best, best-selling film of the season so far.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, it sounds like a lot of people are waiting in anticipation and will have a good time to come.
That's
so
right.
That's fantastic. I'm looking forward to a little different kind of film, and it's the return of Brendan Fraser to the big screen.
Yeah, he's in a film called Rental Family that will open tomorrow at the State. Struggling to find purpose, an American actor played by Brendan Fraser lands an unusual gig with a Japanese agency to play stand-in roles for strangers. As he immerses himself in his clients' worlds, he begins to form genuine bonds that blur the lines between performance and reality.
That's a really interesting kind of concept.
Yeah.
And fascinating to see how they play that out. But based on his work, he has the emotional range to carry that
definitely
through. I'm really looking forward to see how he portrays that.
That's right, yeah. And then, yeah, opening this Friday at the Michigan, we're showing a film called Jay Kelly. This is the latest from director Noah Baumbach, who made films such as Frances Ha and Marriage Story from a couple years ago. But this stars the unlikely pair of George Clooney and Adam Sandler.
Yeah, who thought to put those two together?
Yeah, Noah Baumbach,
doesn't seem like it goes together.
Yeah, but it's about a famous movie star who named Jay Kelly and his devoted manager Ron, played by Adam Sandler, who embark on an unexpectedly profound journey through Europe, and along the way, both men confront the choices they've made, relationships with loved ones, and legacies they'll leave behind.
You know, Adam Sandler, for all the silly and kind of junior sophomoric kind of comedy he does, when he's put himself in a serious role, he's done very well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And he's playing a supporting role in this film, which he hasn't done in a long time either. So a lot of dynamics at work in this film.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the first one came out, Knives Out.
Yes.
There was so many people that had so much fun with this movie. It was such a big cast. And the next in the series is out.
Yes, this is the third installment of the Knives Out franchise called Wake Up Dead Man. In this film, Detective Benoit Blanc, played by Daniel Craig, sifts through a series of suspects when a Monsignor turns up dead. And this stars, of course, any whodunit has to have an all-star cast. And this stars Josh Brolin, Josh O'Connor, Glenn Close, Mila Kunis, Jeremy Renner, Kerry Washington, Andrew Scott, Thomas Hayden Church, and Jeffrey Wright, among others.
That's a big and excellent cast.
That's right.
So it'll be interesting to see if it stands up to the others in the series. But Wake Up Dead Men, A Knives Out Mystery, opening Wednesday, November 26th, day before Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Advanced screenings at the State Theater. Mm-hmm. Now, tonight, one of the more controversial films in the history of film
That's right.
is playing at the Michigan Theater. And a caution, this is not for children.
No, this is a film that is rated NC-17. It's called Pink Flamingos. It was released in 1972. And we're presenting it tonight at the Michigan at 7 o'clock on 35mm, so on real film. It's about notorious Baltimore criminal and underground figure Divine goes up against a sleazy married couple who make a passionate attempt to humiliate her and sees her tabloid-given title as the filthiest person alive. And this stars Mink Stole and David Lockery as well.
Yeah, it was really controversial when it came out in 1972, and I don't know that it's died down much
since.
No,
it's still an extremely shocking film to see, for sure.
Indeed. So again, it's for a particular taste, but if you like John Waters and you haven't seen this one, perhaps that's what you'd like to do. Now, John Waters has a unique life perspective, unique cinematic perspective, and he is very confident in who he is and what he does.
That's right,
And he's going to bring that perspective to the Michigan Theater stage.
Yeah, this Saturday, November 22nd, he'll be in Ann Arbor at the Michigan Theater with his show called Going to Extremes. This is at 8 o'clock. It's an unfiltered evening of twisted tales, trashy truths, and cinematic confessions in this all-new spoken word show.
I think that there's been a lot of advance play in the media regarding this upcoming appearance, and I would anticipate, how's that selling?
Are we going to have a
full house?
It's selling very, very well, but we still have tickets available, so if this interests you, then come on out to the theater.
Again, it is a perspective that you may or may not agree with, but it's an interesting one nonetheless, and again, probably not for children.
probably not.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside the marquee art Nick Alderink. And we still have some series ongoing, including your late night classic series. And this brings back Mad Max.
That's right, throughout November, we've been celebrating stunt films or action films. And next up is Mad Max Fury Road, the 2015 film, will screen tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow, Friday, at 10 o'clock at the Michigan. In a post-apocalyptic wasteland, a woman rebels against a tyrannical ruler in search for her homeland with the aid of a group of female prisoners, a psycho worshiper, and a drifter named Max. And this, is from director George Miller, who made all the other Mad Max films, and starring Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron.
Who famously did not get along during the making of this movie. And you can tell through the performance that maybe it actually enhanced what the final result was.
There's a lot of drama behind the scenes of this film, but Charlize Theron is actually, you know, Mad Max is the title character, but Charlize Theron is actually the protagonist of this film. It's a, you know, and it holds up so well. Very excited.
So if you haven't seen it, it is perhaps worth your while, and you have two shots at it. The Art House Revival series continues with the iconic leading lady of film noir.
Yeah, and Laura is up next. This was the film that was selected by our members to conclude this series from 1944. You have a chance to catch it Tuesday, November 25th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. This is one of the most celebrated 1940s film noirs. It's about Manhattan detective Mark McPherson, played by Dana Andrews, who investigates the murder of Madison Avenue executive Laura Hunt, played by Jean Tierney, in her fashionable apartment. But as the detective grows obsessed with the case, he finds himself falling in love with a dead woman. And this is from director Otto Preminger, and also starring Clifton Webb and Vincent Price.
Some grand names from the golden era of Hollywood.
That's right.
And I've never seen the movie. Interesting premise. If I can make my way out Thanksgiving week and stay awake past 7 o'clock, I'll actually give it a shot. There's a number of movies that have been playing that have done well enough to continue on, at least for a little while longer. How's It Was Just an Accident doing? doing?
Oh, it's been playing very, very well. You know, people, this is we're getting into Oscar season, and this is one of those that it's going to stick in the conversation for a while. But it's now playing at the Michigan. It's set in Iran. It's about a man who bumps into the man he believes to be his former torturer. However, faced with this person who fiercely denies having been his tormentor, doubt sets in. So it's a story about revenge and possible forgiveness and how those ideas collide.
And it has all been going well so far, so if audience reaction is a good gauge for you, you might just want to see it. The Running Man, how did that do last week?
You know, it played very, very well for us. It may not have been the turnout that Edgar Wright was looking for, but it's a very entertaining film, and I suggest that people go see it.
Yeah, Glenn Powell is going to draw some all on his own.
Yeah.
Begonia, that's a fascinating film with Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons.
Yeah, this is probably just have a couple more weeks to get to see Begonia, and Frankenstein continues to stick around post-Halloween.
And that's because the kids love it.
That's right, yeah. It's really just playing in our late night slot, so there's limited screenings, but it's just been so, so popular.
Well, get out there and see a film that you want to see. Perhaps go see John Waters and His Address. Going to be a special evening for sure, one way or the other. And pick a film, let us know what you chose, and we'll talk again next week. We will have a cinema chat for you on Thanksgiving morning. I'm David Fair, and for Nick Alderink, thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Dave.
We thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chats. We bring it to you every Thursday, and we bring it to you exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.